So it's not a consultation, it's an engagement window. What does that mean?
It means we are talking to people about what could happen in Cumberland Basin, Western Harbour. It's just about opening the doors and getting people's thoughts on the possibilities. We have to, we'd be obliged to run consultations. These are you know, part of the rules that govern the way local authorities work. This is just about engagement. I mean, going into the details of Arup's report is one thing, but actually beginning to open the conversation so people can think about where the roads should be and could be, and the whole redesign of that part of the city is fantastic. Look, I mean, I just think this is fantastic news for the city. When we came in, we inherited a scheme that was, you know, people were raising this with us because the city had been talking about it for a long time. I've been going around this part of the city, obviously, for a long time. My nursery school used to be there. It's plastered over in 1960s flyovers. This is not a live part of the city, right at the edge of the gorge with a view up. This is fantastic, and we have a configuration of things coming together at the moment. We're facing a £40 million bill to fix the bridge. Yeah, well, this is a feedback session. If people would like to just say, well, let's just spend £40 million and fix the mechanism on the bridge and keep everything as it is down there, then people can share that. But what we're talking about is, you know, is a better future for the city. Bringing forward what would be one of the most exciting parts of, you know, of the city. City centre living, a 7-minute bike ride, 25-minute walk on a metro bus stop so people can travel into work in the middle of the city when we're talking about the need to tackle our climate crisis. It's a very underused part of the city in some sense in terms of just being concreted over and lost to Bristol. We have an opportunity to introduce flood defences down there at the same time, which we need to do as well. And this is something that has been talked about for so many years in Bristol, and now it's actually happening. So now's the time just to join that conversation and help set out that vision for the city. And this is something that's pushed out. There's no global conspiracy here. This is about a 1960s road network and a swing bridge that periodically breaks and locks the traffic, and we're facing a £40 million bill to fix it. Rather than spending £40 million to sustain a 1960s road network that is anti-pedestrian, this is not good for the city's brand and image as well. This is just about saying, well, can we put it to something productive? Bring forward new communities, develop that part of the city, introduce our flood defences, have a travel to work area in which people can walk and cycle and carry by ferry boat. I mean, there really is no conspiracy. It's literally about doing something good in Bristol. Well, there's a consequence, but I'm not seeing any need to demolish existing homes within that. It is about reworking the road network so that we can bring forward land for more homes. And a mixed community, including a good number of affordable homes as well. So it's about building new communities, not tearing apart existing communities. And I know earlier on, there's a bit of a narrative here about it not being released. I mean, I was out walking around, as you actually was said earlier on.
You knocked on someone's door.
I was walking around Hot Wells, just meeting people randomly myself, over a year ago, and talking about this and many other issues as well, because there are many issues and opportunities and challenges facing people in Bristol. So we've been talking about this. The book Bristol 2050 High in Hope also had this in it as well. But now this is about making it real and trying to get stuff done in Bristol. What is high up in the priority for this whole development is good quality. It's not just about, you know, loads of Lego block buildings. This is about bringing that whole waterfront back into play, a good quality environment. It's in a scheme that would reduce our CO2 emissions. And one of the things that we are talking about in the city's development is about people's connectivity to food. So we are looking at, whether it be in people's gardens or in communally owned accessible land, how people can have access to be growing their own food. We think this is going to be a big part of the future city's development. First of all, the air quality is going to be impacted if you do nothing. We have an existing situation, so there is a do nothing option for people to advocate for, but they need to own the consequences of that. Population's growing, the existing option, the bridge breaks periodically. Obviously, part of the option is to try and fix that, but, you know, to say that we just want to keep this flyover is something that people can advocate for. I actually think it's not nice. I think it's a 60s legacy, and we wouldn't build it like that today. So now we have the opportunity to redo it. Let's do it as we would do it today. But actually, this is not sitting in isolation. This fits with a whole range of other developments where we are delivering for Bristol, including we're going through the mass transit system in terms of the underground, overground, the metro bus stop, the ring of park and rides around Bristol. So it does not sit in isolation. It fits within that wider collection of projects that we're delivering for the city.
Can you ask Marvin if these new bridges proposed would stop tall ships from entering the harbour?
No, that part of the design would be to make sure the harbour is brought back into life. And actually, this is about bringing more life to the harbour. And you'll see that what's being put out as well is absolute openness about the strengths and the weaknesses of all the options, because every option has strengths and every option has weaknesses, the west, the east, and the hybrid, as does keeping it as it is. But I think this is a chance, another chance. We've got cranes on the horizon in the city now because they're getting things done. This is another chance to really grab our city by the scruff of the neck and begin to turn it into the place that we're really proud of. And that entranceway, in and of itself, I don't think is a grand entry to Bristol. But I think that we can deliver that kind of scale of ambition, but also tackle our housing crisis, our affordable housing crisis, the climate crisis we're facing, the flood defences we need to bring through. We can all do this at the same time.
Final question, who would pay for it? Regardless of what option, who would pay for it?
Well, that would be a mix with all these major developments. They're a mix of schemes. We don't dip into our pocket and take it out. We have different budget lines anyway and take it out. We look for investors. And that's one of the reasons we do talk internationally, because to get the hundreds of millions of pounds coming through, you do need to develop schemes like this. You have to talk to international investors. So undoubtedly, there'd be some national government support. But when we're building the homes, those would be, developers coming in to work with us. There are actually going to be 8 drop-in sessions coming up. So people should monitor the website and come and join that conversation and help shape the future.